Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. July 7th, Spiritual Fruit.
All this week, Derek considers how we've been united with God and become one in spirit with Him. Today he describes how worship lies at the heart of that union. Worship is the act by which we're joined to the Lord as one spirit. That's why worship is the highest activity of human beings. Again, when we're joined to the Lord in worship, we begin to bring forth the things that God wants brought forth. Worship isn't an appendix to the Christian life. It's not a little addition to services. It's the culmination. It's the confirmation. Once more, if I may put it this way without offending anyone, it's the consummation of our marriage to the Lord. We're united with Him as one spirit. And when we have that marriage union, it's always for the sake of procreation. That's when spiritual fruit comes out of our lives. You need to know the identity of the husband with whom you're united. Paul wrote in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, "Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these." The deeds of the flesh are all too evident. You can tell people that you're spiritual, but if you're truly fleshly, it will show. Let me ask you this. Do you want your children to act like what's described in this passage from Galatians? Because that's what the flesh brings forth. You can't find one good thing in that entire list. The flesh can't produce anything acceptable to God. It's corrupt. Jesus said that a corrupt tree can't bring forth good fruit. It's impossible. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for joining me to you. I proclaim that my goal of being united with God is to bring forth spiritual fruit. I proclaim that I have been united with God and have become one in spirit with Him. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.